Tonight, I'd like to give my gratitude to God, to Mary Baker Eddy, to Christ Jesus, to all the stories in the Bible that show us that we do not need to fear this false sense of lack. I say this because I have been healed myself from the fearful effect that it can have, and I know that many have it. I'd like to share something Mrs. Eddy gave to one of her students, and her emphasis on it is really encouraging. She says to the student, Margaret Worthington, that she should say this: I do not lack anything. I do not lack wisdom or love. I do not lack judgment or intelligence. I do not lack energy or industry. I do not lack and cannot lack anything or the means by which to acquire anything. I am not outside infinity. This is on page 75 of the Blue Book. Now, when she gave this, she also said, the first day she gave it, she said, I give thee this. Some days later, she gave it to her again, saying, I give thee this because it is a fact. Finally, she gave it to her the third time, saying, I give thee this. Now go and prove it to be a fact. I'm so grateful for all the instructions that Christian Science gives for how to handle this, I would call it, wicked lie. I didn't know that my thought about not having had to change in order for my experience about this to change. And the many, many, many instructions, the Bible stories, their true meaning has brought so much peace and so much awareness that I do not lack. I must know that I do not lack. If I am at one with God, if I am His reflection, His expression, as we read, and that I must know always that I do not want to be outside of infinity where all my blessings are. And as was said before, if I'm obedient to God, doing what He requires me to do, then I can count on it, that the realization of my present blessings would also appear. I'm so grateful for others' experiences which prove that God is with us. We do not need to lack anything good, because He is God, the God of love, pouring out His blessings to us all for every possible need. I'm so grateful for all the testimonies. Very grateful to be here tonight.